Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Neil Berry. Batting second. The shortstop, Johnny Lapon. Batting third. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Vic Wertz. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Hoot Evers. Batting sixth. The catcher, Aaron Robinson. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Sam Vico. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hal Newhouser. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Hal Newhouser. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Thurman Tucker. Batting second. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting third. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Early Wynn. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Early Wynn. And now, play ball. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon is called out on strikes. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is called out on strikes. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers strikes out. One out. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth takes first base on ball four. Wertz moves to second. Sam Vico is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vico hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Tucker. Vico reaches second base with a double. Wertz scores. There goes Groth trying to get to home. Tucker throws the ball into Boudreau, who relays the ball to Hegan, who tags Groth, who came all the way from first, for the out. It's 1-0, Tigers. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Tigers, 1, Indians, 1. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Vernon moves to second. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy strikes out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vernon scores. It's 2-1, Indians. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Hal Newhouser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newhouser hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wynn fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. Berry strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lapon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-1 in the game. Kell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lapon moves to second. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wirtz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lapon scores. Kell moves to second. It's Tigers, 2, Indians, 2. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0-for-1 in the game. Evers hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dobie. Evers reaches second base with a double. Kell scores. Wirtz moves to third. It's 3-2, Tigers. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0-for-1 in the game. Tucker strikes out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-1 in the game. Doby strikes out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-1 in the game. Boudreau hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Gordon hits a fly ball into left field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon misplays the ball. That's an error on Gordon. Sam Vico is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vico is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Vico hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Newhouser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newhouser is 0-for-1 in the game. Newhouser hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians too. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 1 in the game. Keltner hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, going, gone. A home run. It's Tigers, 3, Indians, 3. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Vernon strikes out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 1 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. LePond scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hegan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Wynn hits a line drive into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 2 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny LePond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LePond is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. LePond hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kell hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gordon catches it and throws to first to double up LePond. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0 for 2 in the game. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Neuhauser fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 2 in the game. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berry misplays the ball. That's an error on Berry. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Doby. The throw from Robinson and he is out, Berry applying the tag. Two outs. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Boudreaux hits a pop-up towards first. Vico settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Wynn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wirtz for the out. One out. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Evers takes first base on ball 4. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Evers moves to second. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Groth strikes out. Two outs. Sam Vico is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vico is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Vico hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Neuhauser juggles the ball. That's an error on Neuhauser. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Keltner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Barry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Vernon is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-2 in the game. Kennedy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gordon moves to second. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hegan hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Hal Neuhauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neuhauser is 0-for-2 in the game. Neuhauser hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Neil Barry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barry is 0-for-3 in the game. Barry hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Lapon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lapon. The throw from Hegan and he is safe. Lapon steals second. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kell hits a fly ball into left field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-2 in the game. Wynn hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Vico settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0-for-3 in the game. Tucker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-3 in the game. Doby hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Boudreau hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tucker moves to second. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Gordon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tucker scores. Boudreau moves to third. It's 4-3, Indians. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Keltner takes first base on ball 4. Gordon moves to second. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Vernon hits a fly ball into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Wertz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Paul Campbell pinch runs for Vic Wertz. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Evers hits a pop-up towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Campbell moves to second. Pat Mullen pinch runs for Aaron Robinson. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Groth hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Campbell scores. Mullen moves to second. It's Tigers, 4, Indians, 4. Eddie Lake pinch hits for Sam Vico. Sam Zaldak now pitching. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake takes first base on ball 4. Mullen moves to third. Groth moves to second. Hal Newhouser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newhouser is 0-for-3 in the game. Newhouser strikes out. Two outs. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-4 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Paul Campbell now playing first base. Pat Mullen now playing right field. Bob Swift now catching. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kel fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hegan is called out on strikes. Two outs. Sam Zaldak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zaldak hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Tucker hits a fly ball into left field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. Lepon hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Kell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Paul Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-4 in the game. Doby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Doby moves to second. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Boudreau hits a fly ball into right field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Gordon is walked intentionally. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Keltner hits a fly ball into left field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Vernon hits a fly ball into right field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops it up and throws to first, with Zaldak covering, for the out. One out. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Groth hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift hits a line drive into left field. Tucker picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Tucker. Groth goes all the way around to score. Swift moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-4, Tigers. Hal Newhouser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newhouser is 0-for-4 in the game. Newhouser hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Zaldak fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-5 in the game. Berry hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Campbell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hegan hits a pop-up towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ali Clark pinch hits for Sam Zaldak. Ali Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 4. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.